We're now on three lines from where the lines get widest in Daf Kuf Amud Beis. We're discussing other interesting things from the work from the second Beis Hamikdash that didn't make it into Tanakh from Ben Sira. Some Rav Yosef says Mila Mal Yosef Yispei Darshin and Betluhu. There are some good things that are taught in. That are found in Ben Sira, and you can expound them in public. So one of them is Isha Tov Matana Tova, a good woman is a good gift. B'chek Yirei Elokim Tinosein, in the lap of a God-fearing man she'll be given, she'll be married to him. Isha Ra'ah, a bad woman, Saras Lebala, she's like leprosy to her husband. Maita Kante, how do you fix it? Yigar Shenem Ebesav Yisrapim Yitzaras, so he should divorce her from his house, and he should be healed from his Tzaras, from his leprosy, as it were. So just the Marsha points out that when we say that a good woman, a good wife, is a good gift. So we're saying that the Marsha points out that 4 days before the creation of the Vlad of the baby, a voice from heaven, a Basel, goes out and says who the Shidduch is going to be. But that being said, it's possible that the Gzera, the decree, will change. And that is Bechek Yireh Elokim. Tina saying, Ayyidei Bakashas Arachmim. That if you daven, you can daven for a good shidduch. Now, the Marsha also comments on the fact that the Gemara says that a bad woman is like tzaras. Why is it like tzaras? So the Marsha says that just like tzaras clings to a person. So it says v'tzaras naman tita beik b'cha. That's a tzaras referring to Gehazi. In the Navi, it says that the tzaras of naman will cling to Gehazi. So too. A bad woman, a bad wife, will cling to a person until he drives her from his house. The Aruch HaNer points out that Tzaras has two common qualities with a bad wife. That just like Tzaras, and Tzaras number one causes pain to one who's afflicted with Tzaras, and number two, it will distance him from other people. So too, the bad woman, a bad wife, so on the one hand, she'll cause pain to her husband, and also people won't want to hang out with him. So it'll also cause him to lose his friends, and therefore the way to solve the problem is to divorce her. The Gemara continues and says, Ashrei Isha Yafa, Ashrei Bala, a beautiful wife is a happy husband. By the way, just want to point out, there are stories of Amoraim who did not divorce wives who the Gemara thought were bad wives. The Yavetz writes, maybe because they had children, so he didn't want to divorce her. In any case, when he says a beautiful woman, so the Marsha says beautiful also means beautiful b'maseha, in her deeds. The Yavetz points out three reasons for marrying an attractive wife. He'll love her more, he won't cheat on her, and his children will be pretty. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Mispar yamav kiflayim," that the number of his days will be doubled. Halema einecha beishas chayid. Then he says that close your eyes from a woman of grace that is married to another man. Penti lake bimtsudas, lest you're caught in her trap. Al tad eitzal bal limsoch imo yayin v'shechar. Don't go near her husband to drink wine with him or beer with him. Ki betor isha yafa rabim hushchasu, that because of the appearance of a beautiful woman, that many have fallen. Batsumim kol harugeha, and many and strong people have been killed by her. In other words, bad things have happened for people who are involved with pretty women who are married. Rabbi Mahayu Pitzei Rochel, so there are many wounds of a peddler goes around from home to home, and Rashid who sells, like, let's say, women's jewelry, so he goes to the woman's home, and then sometimes the husband finds out, and he gets really upset, and he beats the peddler. What are you doing in my house with my wife? And the Gemara continues, Margilim Lidvar Erva, Kenitzos Mavir Gachelas, people who are accustomed to engage in matters of immorality. It's like a spark that burns a coal. Kichlu malei of kain batem malei mirba. He cites the Gemara cites the Pasuk Yirmiyahu that let's say a coop where the birds are, so you can see them even though their feathers are even though their feathers go outside, but the homes, in other words, the birds appear from the outside, but the even and even even their feathers go out, they can't hide. You have a bird coop, but then you can see the birds still. If they try to be inside, the feathers, the wings, they go the outside, so people can see. So too, people who try to engage in trickery and mirma, that people will find out that they're engaged in trickery. And then the Gemara goes on and says other good lessons from Ben Sira. Menab Rabim Bitok Beisecha. Don't bring a lot of people to your house. V'lo Kol Tavia Beisecha. And also, even those people who, the first passage, people who aren't involved in your business, don't bring them to your house. And even people who are involved in your business, don't bring a lot of people to your house. Rabbi Yudor Shei Shalomecha, should be a good friend with many people. Galei Sotcha Le'echa Me'alef, but only reveal your secrets to one in a thousand. Mishocheves Chaykecha, Shmor Pischei Picha. And even to your wife, don't reveal your secrets. Al Tatsar Tzaras Machar, don't be so nervous, distressed about this sorrow that can happen tomorrow, next day. Kilo teida ma yileid yom. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Shemala macher inenu. Maybe the person who's causing you pain or distress won't be around tomorrow. Venimsa mitzdar alolam shena shalom. And well, bird, you got so worked up on something that's not even relevant to you. The time, so don't get so nervous. Don't worry about it so much. The Gemara in Moed Katan. Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and in the Tashbetz, the Tashbetz points out in his commentary. Sorry, in Masech Tzavos Perek Beis Mishtetes, he cites our Gemara, and he points out, and he puts the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Hey Amud Aleph that says that you should worry about the future. Our Gemara says don't worry about the future, and the way he sort of reconciles the two is that what we're saying here is anything that's in your control, you should worry about it and try to take care of it. Once you've done everything in your control, then don't worry about things that are not in your control, then, because you might be worried for nothing. If you can effectuate change, then you should worry about it, but if you can't, no point in worrying about it. In the last piece, it says that in Mishle, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, that all the days of the poor are bad. Ben Sira Omer Af Lelos, even the nights are bad. Bishval Gagim Gago Uvimrom Harim Karmo, that he's got the lowest roof in the neighborhood and the highest vineyard. Mimtar Gagim LaGago Umeafar Karmo LeKarabim, because if he's got the lowest house in the neighborhood, so all the water drips from the upper homes, and it goes onto his roof and gets his house soaking wet. And since his vineyard is the highest, so then the good dirt is to fertilize his vineyard will go to a lower area, a lower vineyard, and those vineyards that are lower down in the neighborhood end up with much better crop. Now, the Gemara now is going to explain other ways of interpreting this line of Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. Amar Zera, Amar Rav. Rav Zera says the name of Rav. Ma'idichsi, what do you mean when the Pasuk says Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im? In all the days of the poor person is bitter, are bitter. Elu Bali Tama. These refer to people who study Gemara. Tovle Mishnah Tamim, Elu Bali Mishnah. And it's good, the heart of someone who is always at a Mishnah, always at a party, that's referring to Bali Mishnah. So why is Bali Talmud worse than Bali Mishnah? So the simple understanding is that it's hard to learn Gemara, and so you're always suffering. But Mishnah is easy to learn. So So the Yimei Ani Ra'im, that's referring to people who are studying Gemara. It's all very, very difficult. However, because there aren't so many questions in the Mishnah, it's much simpler to understand. However, Rava, Amar Yivcha, Rava says the exact opposite. Behind the Amar Rav Misharsha, Mishmei the Rava. This is what Rav Misharsha says, the name of Rava. Might see what's mean with the Pasuk says, Masi Avoni Miyatsev Bahem, that someone who moves stones from the place where they're being hewed is exhausted by moving them. Elu Bali Mishnah, first the Bali Mishnah. Uboke Eitz Misachin Bo. And those who chop wood will warm that by the fire that's kindled for them, Elu Bali Talmud. These are people who are studying Talmud, studying Gemara. So why does Rabbi think the opposite? So he says that the Mishnah is, everything's pretty closed. And you don't really understand this. The Rabbi Gershom says you don't even really understand the Svara. So Rabbi Gershom in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, which also quotes this Gemara, same idea. But the Bali Talmud, it's easy because you see everything, you questions and the answers and the proofs, so you have a better understanding. So that's much better. And additionally, the Rashbam says that Rava's rationale is that if you know Mishnah, you don't know the halacha, because you see what the different Tanaim say, but you don't get bottom line halacha. And then when when they argue on each other, you can't answer. Don't know who to follow. But the Bali Gemara, if you study Gemara, so you know not only the Mishnayos, but you know the reasons for the Mishnayos, and then you can pass on halacha lemaisa. The Gemara is better in this regard. The Marshal explains this mashal that the Gemara gave. Says that this idea that the Baal Mishnah is like the someone who's moving stones. So you're just moving stones, but you're not really doing much. You can't get the Yetzer Hara away from making mistakes. Now you're just moving the Yetzer, referring to the Marshal quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that says if the Yetzer Hara confronts you, you should drag him to the base of Medrash. And if he's a stone, you should crush it. But the Baal Mishnah, there's no bottom line halacha in the learning. It's very simplistic. So it's just like you're moving stones, like the Yitzhara, so you'll become sad with it because you won't be able to be careful from mistakes because you don't know the bottom line halacha. But if you but Bali Gemara is that you're studying it really well. It's like you're chopping wood. You're making little pieces of wood, which are like students. Through all your studies, so there's a purpose. They become warm by discussing with the students, going back and forth and discussing svaras. So then you hopefully won't make many mistakes. Now the Gemara is going to go on to explain other Tanai, other Amoraim, who understood this pasuk differently. Rav Chanina Omar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. What does that mean? Zeh mi sheyesh lo isha ra, someone who has a bad wife. Etov lev mishta tami, zeh sheyesh lo isha tova. That's referring to a good wife. If Yadam Mer Koy Mel Nevraim, all the days of the poor person are bad, that's an isness. This is someone who's fastidious. So he doesn't like anything always. He always gets bothered by every little thing. But totally Mishta Tommy Zeshidatu Yafa. So someone who's always in a party, so he's a good heart. This is first is someone who doesn't get bothered by little things. Vyokhan says Koy Mel Nevraim, Zerachmani, someone who's always merciful. Then people can take advantage of him. He's always, or not necessarily people take advantage of him, he's only worried about other people. But Tovle Mishta Tommy, sorry, someone who's cruel, he's not concerned for the pain of others, he's going to be happy all the time. He's not recommending, he's just saying that's the reality. Or Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says, someone who's poor, all these are someone who's poor, is bad. Zeb Shedato Ksara, and he's worried about other people and worried what's going to happen. Tovle Mishta Tommy says, Shedato Rechava, someone who's doesn't worry at all. So he's happy. From Rishu ben Levi says, "Call you me aniraim that all the days of someone who's poor is bad." Ava ika Shabbos yom tov. What about Shabbos and yom tov? So So why is it bad Shabbos and Yom Tov? He's not working on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's relaxed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He has good food. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, like that what Shmuel said. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shinui Vaset, Tchilas Chol Mayayin. If you change your normal eating habits, it's going to cause sickness. I think about like the people who were in the Holocaust and after they were freed and they were fed a lot of food, many of them died. They got really, really sick because they weren't used to the good food. So if someone is starving all week long and then Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're given really good food, they're going to get very sick from it. So even their Shabbos and Yom Tov, all their days are bad. Tadar Rabbanan, our rabbis teach. Hakorei pasuk shel shir hashir. If someone reads a pasuk of shir hashir, and also kamin zemer, and he makes it like a song. Hakorei pasuk beis mishtalos blozmano. Also, if someone reads a pasuk in a house of drinking, not in the appropriate time, maybe rol olam, he brings bad to the world. So what's the issue here? The Yad Rama says he's not sure. Are we talking about if you're singing this pasuk? Is it only if you're singing it as a joke or if you're singing it to praise Hashem? He's not sure. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Mem Beis, he says that many people sing text of brachos and made different psukim, even chasiv and anshe maisa, even pious people. But he thinks it's also, he doesn't know the reason. He says maybe they think, the Gemara says only the pasuk of Shir Hashirim. Is when the Gemara says, if you read the pasuk of Shir Hashirim, make it a zemer, maybe it's only referred to Shir Hashirim, because many people think that Shir Hashirim is not holy, it's only the words of a Shir. But he says, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that the purpose of the Gemara is to tell you that even Shir Hashirim don't think that you're allowed to sing it as a song. You might think because Shir Hashirim is a song, so you can sing it as a song. So he's saying, no, even Shir Hashirim, you can't sing a song. Certainly other psukim of Tanakh as well. But Moshe doesn't think you can sing with as a song. Now, the Yad Rama says that if someone's reading a pasuk in the house of a party with it, not in its proper time, meaning you just bring it in as a joke. If you're reading psukim when you're at a bar, and when it's not appropriate, you're going to probably mock the Torah. So then the Gemara gives this mashal. The Gemara says that if you're doing this, then mipnei Torah chogeres sack. The Torah is wearing sackcloth. V'omeres v'nei kadosh baruch hu, he's standing before God. V'omeres l'fanav, he's standing before Hashem. Rabbanu shalom, master of the world, asauni banecha kinoi shemnagni moleitzim. You turn me, the Torah is saying, your children turn me into a harp that scoffers play. Amalah, so Hashem said back to the Torah, Biti, my daughter, Bishasha, Okli, Mishosi, Baban Yisasku. When Jewish people are eating and drinking, what are they discussing? Torah. Amalah Fanav, the Torah said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Bali Mikrahim. Oh, so Hashem is saying, so then what should they occupy themselves with? He said, if they know Mikra, then Yasku B'Torah V'Yim K'sum, they should just discuss Tanakh. In Bali Mishnah, if they know Mishnah, Yasku Mishnah, they should engage in Mishnah. But Halachos Uvagados, and Halachos and Akagados. In Bali Talmudim, if they're Talmudic scholars, then Yasku B'Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Tzeres B'Tzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. They say the laws of the holidays in its proper time. They don't need to make songs. Torah is not meant for a song. And Haid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon Chananya called Kori Pasuk Bisman. If you read the Pasuk in its right time, if you read Psukim about the topic of a Yom Tov, Ad Yom Tov, maybe Tov Elol and bring goodness to the world. Shema V'Davar B'Ito Matov. And a thing in its proper time, it's so good. So the Maral points out that the problem with singing the Torah is that you're basically saying the Torah has no depth. If you learn the Torah, so you're studying the depth of the Torah, if you're singing, you're saying, it's only superficial, there's no depth, there's no deeper meaning. Therefore, singing the Torah, at least according to the simple meaning of the Gemara, would be problematic.